Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ray McCullough and we're going to talk about music. So good morning to you, Ray.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me on today.
I'm excited about this topic, music. I love music of all kinds. And so you're going to be providing great music to folks in the area.
That's right. Or at least the Cass County Choral Society is. I'm just the guy who tells them when to go and when to stop and that.
Well,
so
gotta have somebody like that.
and they provide the music. So yeah, but I'm very excited about this show and about the program. And this is going to be, I think, kind of a neat opportunity for the community. I really feel like this is has been a niche, you know, a missing spot here, is to have a local volunteer based community rooted choir. Mm-hmm. And because there's been tremendous interest, and I think the people who are doing it are exceedingly invested.
Well, we have great talent, and sometimes people don't have an opportunity to share that in the kind of thing you're doing. They may sing for their own church,
right,
or maybe some funerals and,
right,
you know, some things like that. But to be involved with a group that really puts out this great music.
Absolutely. Yeah, the first part you said was really insightful, is that we have tremendous talent in our community, people who you wouldn't even know. And so but they have, you know, come out and shared their talents, and that's been really awesome. So we have, you know, lots of people. But the second part you said too is also right on, is that, you know, these people who are in this Cass County Choral Society, they have their church choirs, or maybe they used to sing in high school or something like that. But when they all come together, that's a different thing. I don't know any church choir that is 30 to 50 members, you know? And so when we come together, there's just something that happens, you know, something special when you're together with other really good, talented singers. And also when you can sing loudly and full together, that's something special.
It's very special. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming there's a wide age range of people who are involved.
There is. Yeah. I think our youngest is probably 15, and the oldest, well, you know,
over 80. Yes.
Some 80 something. So, but you know, it's all kind of fits together. Everybody shuffles together and it sounds really nice. So yeah.
And I'm guessing now we'll talk about your selection of music, but from what I've seen, some of those younger people are really having to learn about some music, but vice versa is probably true.
Oh, of the older people too? Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah. So I think that, everybody has had to learn something. And so like when we did the cantata back in December, I think that was more classical style of music and more traditional sounds and traditional tunes and things. And so some of that was maybe for the less experienced musicians to kind of come up to that. They might've been used to just singing songs from the radio or whatever that are very simple. And I think on the other hand, the other shoe for this concert, for this program, is that some of our older people have had to learn some more rock and roll style, some more Broadway musical that they may not have encountered before. So in fact, there were a couple that said that they just weren't going to make it and backed out, and that was okay too. But it does show you though that yeah, there has been a stretch for everybody.
Yeah, well, that's good. I think that's part of the fun of this. You know, Ray, we haven't told people where and when yet.
That's right. We got to do that so that you will all come out and see it. We want to see lots of people, and we want to entertain you. We want to see you smile, and I think that this will do it. It's going to be a great show. So it is this Thursday and Friday evenings at the Atlantic High School Auditorium at 7 o'clock both nights, each night. So Thursday the 27th, Friday the 28th, 7 o'clock, Atlantic High School Auditorium. And as far as the cost goes, because that was the next thing you were going to ask, wasn't it?
It was.
Is we don't have a set price or tickets or anything, and instead it's just going to be a free will offering. So if you want to throw something in the big pot, you can do that. I'll have my daughters there guarding there and looking very sweet and asking for your donations.
That's as good as a puppy.
Yeah, I know it is. They'll
smiling.
Be there.
Yes.
They'll be there and they'll ask for. So if you want to, you can support the work of our for future shows. This is kind of for the future, and it builds, and hopefully we'll have funds to do things. Again.
And what does the money go for? Why do you need funds?
Right. So you might be surprised, especially with this kind of show where, so we have, a dozen or so pieces that we're singing, and all together, it's just the music is more than $1,000 that we already spent on just the music part. So that's pretty significant. Plus, the advertising has been a kind of an eye-opener for me this summer, is to actually advertise. So Anyway, so all that together is, you know, $1,500 or so of advertising and music together. The cantatas are a little bit cheaper because you buy one book to sing out of, and that's the whole thing. But with this, there's each individual piece has the sheet music and also the recording, the accompaniment recordings. All that takes a lot of money. So it is a rather expensive thing. And I'll note that nobody gets paid either,
yes,
by the way.
This is all volunteers. All volunteers.
I do it because I love it. Michelle Anderson is our incredibly talented accompanist, and she does it because she loves it too. And, you know, Dale Sunderman does the sound and everything, and he does it because he loves it. And so, anyway, so this is, and the school provides us the auditorium for free.
That's
since
great.
We're a nonprofit. So all of it goes right into the program itself, just right into the.
And get us ready for the next production.
Right. So it's coming. Yes. Yeah, we're already starting to think about the next.
Yes. So, you know, we haven't really, we've talked a little bit about there's a variety of music, but we really haven't talked about kind of where some of those selections come from. What kind of music are people going to hear?
So the theme here is it's a night of musicals. So all the pieces that we're going to sing come from either musical movies or from musical Broadway musicals. And like theater productions, and that's the whole theme. But beyond that, it's pretty broad. Some of them are older, from the 1950s, and some of them are brand new. For instance, we're going to sing from The Music Man and from The Sound of Music, from kind of reaching back into the older repertoire, and then we are going to sing also. So music from The Greatest Showman, which came out just 2 years ago, and You Can't Stop the, or what do you call it, Hairspray from 2002. So,
and Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's right.
That's even newer.
That is right. Yeah. So Bohemian Rhapsody, if you know that song, it was performed by Queen back in 1975. But then there was a movie made about Freddie Mercury's life last year. And so we're going to sing that song, but it's, you know, arranged for choir. And it's really fun and impressive, I think. So, yeah, so there's kind of a, what I did was right after the cantata season was over, I passed around at a cast party that we had, I passed around a blank sheet of paper and I said, please write down your favorite piece of music, your favorite song from a musical, and we'll try to do it. And so I had dozens of choices.
Just some
and
selections.
Yeah. So some of this came right from the singers themselves, and I had to kind of make some choices and cut and paste. But I mostly got most of their choices, I think, as well as ones that I really wanted to do too. Because this is
well, you're the director. You get some choices.
It's true. So I got to pick my favorites.
Yes,
too.
And we are visiting with Ray McCullough, who's the director of this production, A Night of Musicals. Let's talk a little more about people. I know about how many people, and then I know you have some solos and duets and some special things like that.
So back in our cantata season, we had about 50 singers, and I think everybody really wanted to sing the Christmas music, and it was easy. It was the right time of year. Summer's a little harder, though, to get people to commit and to not be out of town for various reasons. And so we're a smaller group. We're about 30, but it's 30 very good singers. So I'm happy
with
that.
That's still a lot of music,
yeah,
a lot of voice.
No problem there. So, but it has been a little harder to do that. So the soloists, though, once again, when it came to this, it wasn't like, I want you to sing, picking people. I just let people, if they had an idea or had a song they wanted to sing, they did. For instance, Doyle Kneisel, if you guys know Doyle Kneisel, he came to me and said, I want to sing a solo. And I said, great, let's do it. And so he's going to sing a song from Les Miserables called Bring Him Home. And it's really good. So on Sunday afternoon, we did our dress rehearsal at the Heritage House for the residents there. That's kind of our payback to them. And so it went really well. There was a lot of good stuff. So anyway.
Well, yeah, and to bring that many people together over quite a long period of time. You've started in February?
Yeah, I think we started singing in March, finally.
Okay.
Got to start a little later.
And people come from where?
Oh, sure, right. Well, most people, I think, are Atlantic residents. We have one from Elkhorn. We have... let's see. I'd say that this time around, before we've had people come up from Montgomery County, and we've had people from other parts of Cass County, and where else have we had people come from? So anyway, but it's mostly still kind of
but
Cass
it's
County.
Still, as
Atlantic.
You say, people are busy. People have things
yeah.
to do. So to get all together, that rehearsal at Heritage House is really important to bring everybody together.
It is, and it's hard to get everybody in one place at the same time.
Yeah.
And so,
So let's remind folks, so they won't miss this, when and where.
Right. The Cass County Choral Society is presenting a night of musicals, that is songs from musical movies and musical productions, stage productions. And it's this Thursday and Friday night at the Atlantic High School Auditorium at 7 o'clock. And it'll be probably about an hour and 15 minutes of great, fun-filled music.
Great.
Free will donation at the door.
Don't miss it. We want to thank you very much, Ray McCullough, for visiting with us today and also for your enthusiasm in getting people together
to do this. Thanks for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Till next time, here's a thought from Cervantes. He who sings scares away his woes.